Mount Denali is the highest peak in North America. Four wounded warriors are attempting to summit right now. We interrupt our regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you this special report about these Purple Heart recipients attempting this incredible journey. Get involved. Follow their climb and listen to our exclusive interview with team leader Mark Hoffmeister talk about this expedition and how these vets are preparing to climb.
Welcome to Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran. I'm your host, Mr. Z. We are joined once again by Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hoffmeister with Operation Denali. Mr. Hoffmeister, how are you, sir?
Doing excellent. Staying warm.
Great. How is the climb? How is the team? How are we doing, sir?
Well, we hit a lot of high points and a couple of low points this week. I'll run down some quick high points that we accomplished so far this week. During the week, we completed our move to camp at 14,000 feet, and we spent 5 days down there acclimating, getting ourselves used to the altitude. During that time, we took a walk to a place called the Edge of the World, because it truly looks that way. You can look up, and it drops off forever. We did some ice climbing. We conquered the fixed lines in the head wall, which brought us up to 16,200 feet, one of the major obstacles that we were pursuing. We have since moved up to 17,200 feet, where we now sit, resting, and preparing for a summit bid.
So are you still at this point in time on schedule or slightly ahead of schedule?
We are pretty much exactly on schedule. According to our plan, our first target day for summit attempts would be the 15th of June, so if the weather allows it, that would be tomorrow. However, the team is not fully intact any longer. The altitude has taken its effect on some of our climbers, and we've had to make a few hard decisions. While we were down at 14 camp, John Cunningham developed some signs of pre-HAPE, high-altitude pulmonary edema, enough so to warrant concern that if we brought him up higher, that he would become an altitude victim. So with the doctor's recommendation, the team agreed, and he descended yesterday, or began a descent yesterday. However, he did achieve a high point of 16,200 feet, and during that time, he set an incredible example for his fellow wounded and his amputees. And fellow amputees, one of the big concerns we had was the fixed lines for him, because it requires the manipulation of a mechanical ascender and the passing of knots on a fixed line at a very precarious and exposed angle. And he did it exceptionally well. So we are really proud of what he did and all the contributions he's made to the team. We also had a bit of a rough day yesterday. We made a pretty heavy move when we came up here to the 17 camp. It's about 3,000 feet of elevation gain, over a mile and three quarters, up the fixed lines and up some technical sections. And during that time, Matt Nyman, who earlier had not exhibited any real issues with altitude, started demonstrating some pretty significant issues. Earlier, at 16,000 feet, his oxygen saturation was pretty much normal with everyone else's in the high 70s. And as we continued climbing yesterday, it degraded quickly. So that by the time we actually made it to high camp, he dropped down as low as 57%, which is very low. And then within a few more hours at camp, he dropped down to 50%, which really raised a significant alarm. Although he had no fluid or anything in his lungs, which is an indicator of pulmonary edema, he had pretty much all the signs of severe acute mountain sickness. And we had him on oxygen all night, and came to the decision to get him down to 14 camp and a little more oxygen. So he headed down this morning to lower altitude to try and recover from the impact of that altitude. So we will sorely miss him. He was incredible yesterday. It was a very technical section coming up, and he did it very well. Set an incredible example. In fact, we passed a few teams on some of the very steep sections, which we like to do personally. He achieved a high point of 17,200 feet, which is where we're at right now. You know, it's a very frustrating thing, I know personally, for both John and Matt, and also to the team. But the impact of altitude is something that few of us can predict. And, you know, their performance was exemplary, and we're both, you know, all of us are very proud of what they achieved during the climb. And we know they still have the fire in their hearts to continue the climb. and we'll do so in the future. And that's truly what Operation Denali is about. So we believe that they have met several of the goals, the most important goals of our climb.
Well, certainly, sir. What those two gentlemen have done is still an incredible achievement, and still certainly considerably more than even an above-average person can do. Would I be correct, and forgive me if I miss anyone, to assume that right now then the team consists of you, sir, your wife, and Dave Shabib?
And Bob Haynes, yes.
And Bob Haynes, excuse me, yes. So the amazing thing to me is that these two gentlemen, although not being able to continue, it's not in any way, or it doesn't sound like it's in any way, due to their combat injury or their prosthetics. It was simply due to issues that come from mountain climbing and the altitude. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. It was not their wounds that forced them to descend. It was altitude, something that, you know, could happen to any one of us tomorrow. You know, you just can't predict how your body will physiologically respond to that reduction in available oxygen.
And I believe, you know, for all the other amputees and wounded warriors who hear this, that in itself speaks volumes of what Operation Denali, as you mentioned, is truly all about. So moving forward, if I may, and again, I apologize, in the interest of time, assuming tomorrow is a good day, tomorrow is a summit day, if it's a good day, if not, then the following day. Any special plans for when you reach the summit, sir?
Absolutely. We have a young specialist that needs to be re-enlisted on the summit. So we will re-enlist Dave Shabib up on the summit there and take a few pictures and display the flag for the Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, those who enabled us to get to the mountain. And probably one of the key goals is do it quickly, stay warm, and then get down.
Well, on a personal note and a note from inside of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, everything that you, sir, are doing is greatly recognized. It's a high topic of conversation amongst many people. Through my work with the Purple Heart Service Foundation, I've had frequent conversations with members of Congress and high-ranking members within the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I've even noticed them talking about it, obviously along with Governor Palin's camp and Senator Begich. So what you have done, the team as a whole, is truly, truly incredible and inspirational. And we certainly wish you the absolute greatest of success, reaching the summit quickly, safely, getting your pictures, and making your downward descent as effectively and safely as possible. Before we sign off here, is there any message you, sir, would like to send out all the veterans and civilians listening to this broadcast?
You know, it's incredible to watch the types of people that we meet as we climb, and I find it uplifting because you see the young and the old out here pursuing their dreams. You see those with disabilities pursuing their dreams. And, you know, that's the biggest message to take away, that if this is something that you dream about or is a desire, make it a reality. People often ask why you climb. Well, you don't really have to answer them. You just have to get them up on a mountain and they'll understand. It's an incredible experience that I truly hope that everyone at some point in their lives can share their equivalent to climbing Denali.
Sir, thank you so much for doing this. It is a truly uplifting thing. Everything that you've done, everything that your entire team has done, Mr. Conahol and Mr. Nyman as well, we're extremely proud of them. And as I mentioned, the fact that the altitude is really the issue that was stopping them from moving forward and not their injury, it shows nothing but the highest degree of success. I know that you and the remaining group still have a little bit to do. I know it's a very tough thing, but you're doing a fantastic job. We're extremely proud, and I just can't wait to speak with you once you've returned. So thank you so much for everything you've done. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation on, we're extremely proud to be able to say we're veterans as well. And thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, sir, and I look forward to talking to you soon after we summit.
Yes, sir. You have a fantastic rest day. Congratulations, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks. Good day.
You have been listening to Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran. I am your host, Mr. Z. We have been joined by Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hoffmeister and Operation Denali. Thank you all very much. Stay tuned for the next installment of Purple Heart Radio's coverage of Operation Denali.
You have been listening to a Purple Heart Radio exclusive interview with Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hoffmeister discussing Operation Denali. We now take you back to our regularly scheduled programming.